Good morning and welcome to Fresh Mercy Podcast, where God's mercy is fresh for you every morning.
Morning and praise the Lord. God bless your day. You can't give God glory enough for everyone that's been watching, that's part of this. We're still in season 5. We're going forward. We're learning. We're giving God glory. And we just, I'm lost for words to tell everyone how much you mean to me and Donnie, that you guys put your time into hearing us. And why are you hearing us? Because we're bringing the word of God. Amen. And that's above all. We love you so much. We thank God for you, that everyone that's been with us since the beginning, since the starting of the podcast, we love you and thank God for you. And truly, you guys are in our prayers.
Amen.
And today is Thursday. Deacon Donnie is going to bring the word. Donnie, you ready?
Yes. Praise the Lord. I am ready. So I want to talk about John chapter 2.
Let's talk about something else. You never hear that. Let's go. I'm a John 2 man.
We'll talk about John chapter 2, and I want to specifically talk about the first of miracles.
First miracle Jesus performed.
It says in John chapter 2 that Jesus went to a wedding, and we know that the wedding in Cana is the beginning of the miracles that Jesus did in his ministry.
Amen.
So let's just go straight into the text.
Come on.
On the third day, this is John chapter 2, verse 1 through 5, and we're going to stop there. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine."
Hey.
Jesus, this is Jesus' reply to his mother. Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." What's going on here? So what happened was they're at a wedding.
And he said, "I'm not interested." And then she said, "Just do what he says.
Do whatever they say."
Wow.
So now he goes, and let's get into the text here. So why was it such a big deal that the wedding ran out of wine?
Right.
What's so significant about what's going on here? What's taking place? Well, let's sit here and let's dissect it. Number one, we've seen that in John chapter 1, this is Jesus starting the beginning of his ministry. And now we're going into John 2. Now, this is his first time he's stepping into the public, and Mary is telling him to do something that she knows he's capable of, because she knows more than anybody that he is God.
Yes.
So it was a very important thing for the Jews back then to have enough wine, have enough food, make sure the party goes out without a hitch. Now, we do this too. We want to make sure not to cheat the gospel when we make a party, when we make a wedding, when we make a dinner.
Right. That's why it takes so long to make the wedding.
Everything's right. When I make a wedding, Nina's dead. I promise you, we're going to kill each other.
100 troubles, yeah.
It's 100 troubles. Uh-huh. Walt is laughing. You like it too. So what happened here, now it's very important where they're from. It's not in a big population. And that's why Jesus and Mary and the disciples was all invited. It's a small population where they're at, and everybody knows one another.
Yeah.
But if one to them polajav, look what they say in the Jewish custom. It'll not only give them polajav then, but for them, their children, their children's children, it'll go down generation. Okay? One dim polajav. Every time their name is brought up, yochilajav, remember when they ran out of wine?
So their great-great-grandkids, it'll talk about
they'll,
them.
They'll always know because
they had the wedding with the no wine.
For the for the duration of their marriage, for the duration of their family's life, they'll have this shame.
They'll have this mark, kakulajav, that they didn't have wine.
So Mary is concerned with this. And she goes to Jesus and she tells him, look what Jesus said. What do you want from me?
Hey.
It reminds me of Peter Parker in Spider-Man. When the girl was running out, so he said, he's going to get away with my money. I forgot the part where that's my problem. So Jesus is telling her, I forgot the part where that's my problem.
Yeah.
Why was it so important? Why did Jesus even use this to begin his miracles? This is a commentary from, again, David Guzik of the Blue Letter Bible. Why did Jesus respond to Mary with this question? It wasn't wrong for Mary to sense that the time had come for her son to enter into public ministry. She knew that he had been baptized by John and confirmed what a heavenly sign. Remember when Jesus got baptized by John? And then God said with a voice, "This is my dearly loved son, who I am pleased, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him as a dove." She knew that happened.
Yeah.
Mary knew He endured temptation in the wilderness. That is when he went to the wilderness to be tempted 40 days, for 40 days. Yeah. And in the temple, the devil tempted him.
Yeah.
He came out of there. She knew he got tempted in the wilderness.
Yeah.
She knew that Jesus had begun publicly introduced. She knew that he was publicly introduced as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world in John chapter 1, verse 29, and began to gather his disciples. So all this is going on in John chapter 1.
Very good. Everything's going on, and everything's going according to plan.
Everything is going according to plan. So now here comes, all right, Mary's saying, this is it. Yeah. This is time.
Very good.
Jesus is about to step into his ministry. But Jesus replies and says, my hour has not yet come. It always baffled me. Why did he say that?
And what does that mean?
What did that mean? But look at this. This is verse 6. There were 6 stone water jars there for a Jewish rite of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, now draw out and take some to the master of the feast. So they took out, they filled up the water jars. And they filled it up and they took out some water. And Jesus told them to go give it to the guy who's running the show. And I always thought it was the king, the guy who made the wedding. It was like the head waiter. They went to him. And I'm going to paraphrase the rest of it. He drunk it and he said, people usually wait till everyone's drunk. And then they bring out the poor wine.
Yeah.
But over here, we've been drinking the poor wine all along. This wine is perfect.
Yeah.
This is the best wine.
Best wine ever at the end.
This is the best wine.
Yeah.
So Jesus took the opportunity to do this miraculous sign. Even though he told his mother his hour has not yet come, which meaning when he said that, he meant the hour of the cross. The hour of the cross has not yet come. He doesn't want to be shown publicly so much right now, but he's going to honor his mother's request.
Very good.
And he's going to do this, and he has a very keen reason on why he did it. So everyone had wine. It was a beautiful thing. Look what this is David Guzik. Draw out some water and take it to the master. That took faith on the behalf of the servant. Imagine how angry the master would have been if it would have been brought to him a cup of water to taste.
Sure.
Yet in faith, they obeyed the word of God. Obeyed Jesus.
Yeah.
Turning water into wine, why is it such a great sign? Imagine back then, and even to today, to take grapes, they have to ferment it. Takes time. Ferment it means to chogao, to get the alcohol flavor. So that took time.
Yeah.
Then they had to take it, consecrate it. They had to break it down. They had to turn it into juice. Then they had to purify it. Then they had to clean it. Then they had to chill it. But even before that, they had to plant the seed to get the grapes. And it was a major process.
It's a major process.
Jesus did it instantly.
Did he must.
And turned water into wine. No one else could ever do this.
No, only he.
This is the point that I made. At this point in our life, God is going to ask something from us, whether it be the biggest thing in our life or the smallest thing in our life. It is important to act in obedience and faith. They could have said to themselves, it takes years and years to get juice. It gets years and years to develop wine.
Aye.
How could it be? But they obeyed Jesus.
Simple.
You might think it's impossible.
Very good.
You might think you're in a situation that can't be done. Just obey Jesus.
Amen.
God can do anything at any time.
Doesn't matter what it looks like because they don't have wine. He said, all right, fill up with water. They didn't ask. They didn't say, well, now I would have done it because I'm nuts. Oh, what are we going to do with water?
Right.
What are you doing here? But they obeyed. It doesn't matter what it looks like today. Whatever Jesus says, obey it.
It's important not to question the will of God.
Very good.
When you don't question the will of God, you see the result. You see the miracle.
A miracle.
If they would have said,
very good.
If they would have said, those water jars is for the purification and we can't use that for that, they would have missed out on the miracle.
Very good.
If they would have said, I don't want to take that cup of water because I don't want a chance at giving it to the master because I might get fired.
Yeah, I might lose my job.
I might lose my job.
Yeah.
They didn't say that, Vinny. They acted in faith. I'm going to skip over to the last of it. Wait, hold on. I blew it. Okay, so I'm going to skip over to the last of it and look what it says. This is verse...
I'm sorry.
It don't say it, but I'm going to skip it. I think it's like verse 9. This is the first sign that Jesus did in Cana and in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
Did he most?
It is a key theme in John. You showed me this. The key verse in John is that Jesus did these things. He did the signs. He did the miracles. It's for us to believe.
Yep, simple.
John Jesus 20, just yep. now chose his disciples. And he performed this act. And he did this act to honor his mother's request and for those to believe in him.
Awesome.
For them to not question. Like just like the servants didn't question, we shouldn't question. Now Very the disciples good. Saw what he did. He turned water into wine. He made the miraculous happen. He fixed the problem. There was to be a major problem. He fixed it and had it under control. Now they can put their complete faith and trust in him.
Awesome.
So today, maybe God has called you to do something. Do it.
Very good.
Maybe God has said, I want you to do this, but you're questioning God. Mm-hmm. How am I going to provide for my family? Or I might look crazy. I might look stupid.
Don't
Trust me,
him.
No one takes more chances than me when it comes to reading in public and speaking in public. I don't do things like that, but I know that it's of the Lord for me Hallelujah. To do so. And when I honor God and do it, the Lord not only blesses me, but blesses everyone
Amen.
Around me.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
So don't be neglecting what God has told you.
Awesome.
Be like the servant to take out the water and to go and give it. Be like the servant and go out there and fill the water jars and be active in the ministry.
Awesome. Donnie. When God tells us something, don't think you know better. Don't think you have the better plan. You don't. Our plan happened in the garden, and we died. If it was, look, it was up to us. We had the free will. We chose to disobey God. We always do wrong. The only time we do right is when we follow the Spirit, and we follow the commands of Jesus, and we hear the word of God.
Amen.
Have faith today. Like Donnie said, have faith. Maybe it's hard. Maybe you can't do it. Have the Holy Spirit minister to you and give you strength to make that decision to have faith.
Amen. So with that, let's pray. Amen. Let's go before the Lord and ask God to do a miracle in our life. And if the Lord did do a miracle, let us not neglect what God has in store for
Hallelujah.
Us.
Hallelujah.
Let us not be lazy and let's do the will of God. Amen.
Amen.
Let's
Amen.
Pray. Heavenly
Hallelujah,
Father,
Jesus.
I pray for everyone that's watching and listening, Mogodil. I pray in Jesus' name, Devla, that if you called them, Lord, to do a certain purpose, to do a certain thing, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that we do not question you, Lord, because we don't want to miss out on what you have in store, Lord. If those servants would not have obeyed you, they would have not seen the great miracle that was
yes.
performed. Well, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, Devla, that you, Father God, will take full control in our lives, Lord, that you would show us what to do, what to say, and how to do it, Lord. I pray that you provide the financial need today, provide the spirit, the physical need, most importantly, provide the spiritual
yes.
need today, and use this day for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. From your brothers in Christ, Vinny and Donnie, we love you.
God bless.